last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and I have the pleasure to be with Brother Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you
and
so much.
Yeah, Brother Liaquat Abbas is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qum, having a deep research in the field of Mahdawiyat. So we have been talking about the duties of the awaiters, and we discussed a lot of things. Every time we discuss the duties, every time we reach the new points, and the more we get the knowledge, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this capability to have faith in that, to believe it firmly and to put it into action, inshallah. So Brother Liaquat, we would like to know from here. In the past episode, we gave example from the Holy Quran that there are people who slander about others and who Allah has said woe to them. Mm-hmm. And then he says that they accumulate and then they count on to this wealth. Then we went on discussing that accumulating wealth is not bad in itself, but then teasing others over it, and then you boasting about it, I got this brand for this much, I got this, and all that. So this is something, what is the problem? And that is something you as a believer have to remove from your society by doing Amr bi Ma'ruf, by inviting people towards the good, and Nahi as Munkar, to forbid them from the evil. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, like for example, we said there's nothing wrong in trying hard to accumulate wealth. Mm-hmm. If I ask you today, I am a wealthy person or any other person has a good financial state, mm-hmm. for the imam to be prepared or to prepare the grounds, mm-hmm. how can I utilize this wealth in a proper way? Is there any kind of preparedness that I can help in or help the society or even help imam mm-hmm. For that arrival?
Mm-hmm. To happen, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It all turns back to military preparedness,
yeah.
for the appearance of Imam al-Zaman, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
True.
The wealth which I have accumulated, a part of it, even be it small as well, I can give it for the military support.
Right.
Which is being created, or which has been created, to be more precise. Which is created and is there, is existing, and is also increasing day by day.
Yeah.
I can example, allot a part of my wealth. I can, example, give it to the military, to support the military.
Right.
Which in turn definitely will help the imam of the time after
right.
he reappears. Because when we speak about the reappearance, it's not like, okay, you know what, the imam is going to take his sword out. Definitely he's going to have the sword of his grandfather, Amir mm-hmm. al-Mu'mineen. But other than that, there would be the latest of technologies which will be on the side of the imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And when he reappears, he's going to do ta'aleem. He's going to introduce more new technologies. So
right.
we can imagine like a very high educated world during the time of reappearance. So, example,
right.
Right now, if we see the social media, internet, everything, like flights and traveling by air, example,
yeah.
these are all a good made progress, I would say. Yeah.
yeah.
And high speed trains and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah.
That's nothing when compared to the reappearance. When it happens, the imam's knowledge will be shared to the people, and they would implement.
And many doors of knowledge will
exactly,
reopen.
Exactly. Definitely.
I would say, like, so far having this tech, having this mm-hmm. digital world now, where everything is a click away. Mm-hmm. We are still lagging behind, and mm-hmm. there's yet more to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we will discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat is discussing with us, as a wealthy, financially stable person, where to spend this wealth, how to spend this for military preparedness for the reappearance of Imam. And we are learning from him. Yeah.
There's a hadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where the Imam says, this is a very interesting hadith, each one of you, every one of you, ahadukum, when it comes, so it's a responsibility on you and me, on each one of us.
Right.
Each one of you must prepare for the uprising of Al-Qa'im, peace be upon him, even if it is just by preparing an arrow. I can't hit an arrow. I can't, example, my eyesight is not as strong as other people.
Right.
So I cannot fight with an arrow. But you can make an arrow. Making an arrow requires wood. It requires a string, example. That's it. It requires an arrow itself.
Right.
Even if you want to prepare an arrow, the Imam says arrow itself.
Yeah.
This is a bow, arrow. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's an arrow. It's just a stick.
Yeah.
Having a sharp object.
Right.
At the end, okay? Even if you can prepare with an arrow, you have to prepare yourself in this manner.
Right.
Okay? For when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that intention from him, I hope that his life will be prolonged until he meets the Imam.
Right.
So because of this intention, okay, you know what? I want to be beside my Imam in order to support him from the aspect, from the dimension of military.
Yeah.
When the Imam requires me in his military, I'm beside him.
Yeah.
I'm with him, standing beside him.
Yeah.
Fighting his opponents. Yeah.
Yeah.
When Allah knows this intention, this is the intention of this person.
Yeah.
And the Imam is saying, I hope and I pray that his life, this person's life, will be prolonged until he hatta yadrikhu. Until he meets him, or he sees his presence.
Right.
He meets the presence of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif.
Right.
So this is the hadith. So military preparedness is something what the Imam Sadiq al-Islam told to us in those days. And we have another hadith as well from Imam al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam. But before going to the hadith of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, I would say, in those days, military preparedness was through arrows, through sword.
Yeah.
Okay, sword needs a lot of iron.
Right.
In order for it to be created.
Right.
But arrow doesn't need much.
Right.
The arrow should be light in order that it travels a lot of distance.
Yeah,
and the arrow should be in such a manner that it doesn't fall on about the arrow. The qualities of arrow which are important. But over here, be it a shield requires a lot of iron. In those days, the basic and the most basic thing what a person can do in order for him to get himself ready for military is to create an arrow, not even the bow. It's just an arrow. Okay. In those days, conquering other places was through a cold war or hard war, like going to the battlefield and fighting.
Right.
But in today's world, a person is going through a lot of dimensions of, I would say, battle.
Yeah.
Battle through social media. The social media, instead of creating a lot of grounds for the Imam to reappear, it has created a lot of blockade for the Imam not to reappear.
Okay.
The grounds are closed for his reappearance, unfortunately.
Right.
This is through the social media. The social media, the digital psychologically war. As well, yeah. even, yeah? It drowns a person inside, deep inside, that a person cannot come out of it. It's an ocean.
Yeah.
It's an ocean where once a person drowns inside, it's like ocean, which is so deep.
Intoxicated.
Example. Yeah, it's very difficult for a person to come out. Social media works the same.
Yeah.
The very social media takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah is cut off.
Yeah.
The remembrance of the Imam is also completely cut off.
Yeah.
Just tell me one thing. In today's world.
Yeah.
The social media is really, instead of doing khidmah to the reappearance, instead of being serving, at the service of the, and creating grounds for the reappearance, it's definitely acting against it. How? Example, when a person is in social media, he's forgetting the Imam.
Yeah.
Example, just like the example which I've taken, the mother, if she's away from her child for a long time, one day, 2 days, year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and the mother really loves the child like no other day. It's like everything is because of the child.
Yeah.
I want my child back, no matter what. Okay?
Yeah.
And this should be the kayfiyah. This should be the state of the believer.
Yeah.
When he's awaiting the Imam of his time.
Right.
Social media takes it away completely. I'm not telling, you know what, don't speak to your relatives through, example, through the calls and through social media. No. It's like don't indulge yourself. Example, the memes, the, I don't know, short videos, short clips, and all the laughing themes, I don't know what not. They just want you to, there's a word
basically
called sargarm, okay? They want you to just be involved in all the pleasures and everything. That's it. This is the only hadaf. When this thing happens, a person forgets his real responsibility.
Yeah, the fleeting pleasures take him over.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And I would say that we have discussed this before also on IRIB radio. Mm-hmm. I would like to repeat this. Whenever we pick up the phone, we should always ask ourselves, for what purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Try never to scroll without a purpose.
Definitely.
And when you keep it aside, always ask yourself, what did I achieve?
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Indeed. So the battlefield of social media, there are more battlefields waiting for us. Everywhere.
Yeah.
In today's world, the enemy is much stronger than the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's world, I would say, the military battlefield, like which are through, I would say, missiles and stuff. Okay, to be more precise, this is important for the Imam to reappear. And alhamdulillah, I would say the Islamic Republic of Iran has worked really hard upon it.
Yes.
Because
and
when
we
the Imam...
We had a show in the 12-day war as well.
Yeah.
The display of power.
The display
really
of power.
Amazing.
I would say it was not to the complete extent.
Yeah.
The full scale of display of power wasn't shown still.
Yes.
Yeah?
It was just that they even said that we were using the missiles that are running out of stock or they are expiring.
They were bound. They really had to bow down to ceasefire, you see?
So would you say that in that case, Islamic Republic of Iran was militarily prepared, or this is a manifestation of what should the military preparedness look like?
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Indeed. Alhamdulillah. Its military preparedness is way beyond the Difa'i Muqaddas, the holy defense which happened during the Iran-Iraq war.
Yeah.
And today, in today's world, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the place where it's standing, it is definitely a matter of pride for all the Shias of the world that we have a country which is ready to give its service to the Imam when he reappears.
Inshallah,
Sharif. Inshallah, we should contribute. We should give our best.
And this should spread to other countries as well, other countries have learned from Iran.
Definitely, we'll pray that it grows more stronger,
It grows more stronger, inshallah. And it spreads, basically,
inshallah,
to other Muslim nations as well,
inshallah,
so that there are complete grounds for the reappearance of Imam.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.